Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live
from an undisclosed location in the universe with Iggy Garcia
and Adrian Arts. Join us as we explore the holistic, metaphysical,
and the spiritual realms every Monday night
at 7 p.m. on WinfinsightsRadio.com.
Welcome to Iggy Garcia and Adriana Arts, Holistic and Metaphysical Forum, Intuitive Readings, broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. I'm Iggy.
And I'm Adriana.
I want to welcome everybody to our show. It is Monday, June 12th, 2017, episode 359, something like that. So I think so. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in and being here with us, and we're going to share a little bit about ourselves, a little bit about our weekend, a little bit about our day, what's going on, what's happening. There's a lot going on in the world. We're in the midst of summer now. Summer's here, pretty much. Everything that you wanted to do indoors, you're probably not going to do. You're probably going to work your way outside and try to be out in this beautiful weather, because here in Columbus, it's pretty nice. So how are you, Sidekick?
I'm doing all right tonight. Thank you.
Good. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thank you.
It's good to be here.
That's right. It is good to be here. Had a productive day and come home and ate a nice healthy salad for dinner. And got some exercise in with my hula hoop. I have a hula hoop now.
That's
my excitement.
I saw pictures of it. Yeah. You had to have that custom made for you, right?
For the height, yes.
Yeah. Not like us 5'3 guys.
I've seen a lot of old do-it-yourself things on YouTube, and one of the first things that almost all of them have said is to pick the right size of hoop if you're having a problem keeping one going, or keeping it, you know, up on twirling on your waist or your hips, wherever it is that you're twirling from. And I've always had that problem with any hoops that I've ever tried, is not being able to, you know, just keep it going and going and going. So when I got on there and looked around, like I said, almost every do-it-yourself video out there on hooping, the first thing they tell you is picking the right hoop. And it all has to do with the height, the size of it. So to pick one, it should be come up to around your belly button. So as it turns out, from the ground to my belly button is about 42 inches. they don't make too many hoops that large. So... I'm having better luck with this one. So it's good. The size definitely, you know, matters. But I really got it, not like I'm going to perform with it, because I really do not plan on doing that. But play around with it.
Oh, come on.
Some really good exercise. So, but yeah, it's fun. That, and I never did have a hula hoop as a child. So I always wanted one. So, yeah. I now have one.
I have two in the back of my truck that I don't know who they belong to.
You know, I was looking at some pictures, and Pussy's little girls had, if they were smaller ones, Pussy's had some with his little girls, I believe.
Maybe the Pussy's. Maybe I should.
Yeah. They were over there, over that way. I don't know where you found those or where they were, but
somebody just brought them to me and said, hey, someone left these behind. And I'm like, okay, if you wonder what we're talking about, we had a drum circle at Alum Creek Beach this weekend on Saturday. We were jamming away and just having a good time from noon to four. And once a year we get out to the beach and we do our bongo beach party, and we jam and we have fun. We dance, we sing, we clap and all the good stuff. I wish more people would dance though.
And hula hoop.
And hula hoop. Well, we had a couple hoopers in there. We had one lady who was doing a pretty nice job.
Yeah, I actually had her get up for my video that I took. So there is an event page, Allen Creek Beach Drumming. I think it's Alum Creek Beach Drumming. And there are pictures and videos on that page. It's a public event, a past event, which was this Saturday. So anyone can actually look on that page, go back and see some videos and photos of what it was like. But definitely a great crowd, a good turnout, too. And a lot of old faces and a lot of new faces. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I totally enjoy it because it's just a time to let go and release and, you know, and just kind of get a little primal, just be something different than you usually are in everyday life. Everyday life kind of keeps us pretty busy in one way, but that's kind of fun. And then we have another one coming up in July, at the end of July, the last Sunday in July, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Let me get that date for everybody so I'm not floundering around. That is July 2017. That's on the 30th, July 30th. That'll be the Gathering of 1,000 Drummers. And then Monday, actually Tuesday, I'll be back to coaching again. I'll be coaching soccer again.
Yeah.
I just saw that. Yeah, I saw my calendar there. First day of soccer.
It's coming up fast.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, this year is like going quick. Like I'm turning around and it's like... Already June. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's crazy
to think that we're halfway through it. Yeah. It just never stays warm. I'm going to enjoy this warm weather. It's going to be really nice.
Because
I'm not going to, you know, winter seems so long, you know, compared to the summer and the fall.
Well, it is, actually, because fall seems to be getting colder. Spring actually stays spring. It seems like longer than it used to. And summer just is really short. Fall comes on early and kind of hangs, you know, for a while. And then you have cool temperatures there. But I love the fall. I mean, I love summer. I was born in the summer. I'm a summer baby for sure. I'm a sun worshiper. I love my sun. But I love fall weather, you know, when it starts to get a little cool at night and early in the morning. That's like camping and cuddling weather. So,
yeah. I'm a winter baby. I'm a Sagittarian. I am December 8th, and rambunctious, half horse, half man. So I can't make up my mind. Am I an animal, or am I just a man? Animal man.
Which half do we have tonight, or do we have both?
Well, you might have a mix tonight. A little bit of a horse and a little bit of a man. I don't know. You take your pick, I guess.
And that's okay.
Yeah. That's true. It is okay.
Yeah.
It is okay. I also want to say hi to David and everybody who's part of our organization, Todd, Don, everybody who does shows with us. I want to say hi to you guys who are out there listening. I know you listen from time to time. And thank you. But I also want to give some prayers out, you know, for those who, you know, are ill and sick in our family. My mom's been very sick lately. She's going through a lot of trials right now in her body. Her body is really causing her a lot of discomfort, a lot of pain, and you know, she's not able to tend to herself as well as she would like. And so I want to send some energy and some love her way because she's my mom, you know, she birthed me. She raised me, and I hate to see her in the state that she's in. I hate to see her, you know, so frail. I mean, I knew this day would come where she'd be like this. You don't really know how to deal with it or how to handle it sometimes. You do your best. Sometimes you get a little bit sad, and sometimes you get a little bit strict just because you think that you're not doing enough or they're not doing enough. And it's the circle of life, you know. It's like the leaves changing on a tree and cycling through, you know, winter and spring and summer and fall. It doesn't make it less painful. It's an observation for me to see my parents getting to the place where, You know, I remember when they were just vigorous and strong and powerful and can do just about anything. And now I see them and it's like, man, you know. And then I look at myself and sometimes I feel like that. I feel tired and worn out. I mean, I'm 50. Sometimes I feel kind of drained, but I can't even imagine what they feel like. I don't even know what I don't feel like when I'm their age, you know.
Yeah, I think about that too. You know, I'll like some prayers for my mother and actually my stepfather. He, both of them have really had some health problems of their own also. And my mom actually suffered a fall. And luckily she had to go to an orthopedic surgeon, luckily does not have to have surgery, but there are
a couple
cases that were really bad and are going to take a long time for her to heal. So she's having problems in a lot of pain and having problems getting around herself and being able to do for herself also. So some prayers and good energy is out definitely to my parents also. But yeah, I know
we'll do that.
It is hard to, it just is hard to see your parents go through anything at all as it is, but the older that they get and their health starts to decline and, then they're, you know, when they, especially when they've been so strong and independent all of their lives, you know, always working, always on the go, always managing a house full of kids, working on top of that, you know, taking care of everything. When you're used to seeing them so independent of any help at all, and then all of a sudden they're not, you just, it's, for me, it seems like you just see them in a different light. It's a whole different reality all of a sudden. It for you in your life at this older age, and then a part of you, I think, just looks and says, "Oh my gosh, what am I going to be like at that age? You know, is this what it's going to be like for me?" And you know, and then there's a part of me personally that says,
yeah,
I don't want to go through that, you know.
I do not
want to go through that. I don't want to be that way. And I don't know. You know, you have to face, I guess, watching your parents age, you face your own, you know, your own mortality also in a way.
Yeah.
Just kind of makes you look at everything.
I know I wanted to live to be the oldest man on earth. Recorded history. There's a part of me that's kind of like that. And there's another part of me that's like, man, well, hopefully, I mean, if I'm going to do this, then I have to be in somewhat good health. And, you know, it's a challenge to live in this world to be healthy, to be strong, to be vigorous, and to have your faculties at a certain age. I don't feel like sometimes we're able to do that because of how, you know, our food sources and how what we eat, what we drink, how we live, how we're stressed out, and all those different things, they all kind of play into that, and they all factor into it. And I find it very kind of sometimes disheartening, you know, going, wow, you know, that's, there's, you know, I had a client who I had this last week came to me. And she wanted to advance her career. You know, her career is about advancing. And, you know, she went through all the process and all the schooling. And then eventually, you know, she got to the point where she couldn't maintain her GPA. And she had to leave school. And, you know, she had to leave the master's program. But I could see the anguish in her heart, in the fear that, you know, that she wasn't enough and not able to do for others. And she thought, you know, if she could move out of the position she's in, she'd do better. And we had a long conversation and talk. And, you know, over time, as we conversed and stuff, she started to see things a little bit different. But we both came to kind of a strange agreement that we couldn't understand why children of today are having such adult-like ailments. You know, working at hospitals, and one of the largest hospitals here in Ohio, in Columbus, is Children's Hospital. I remember when it was a teeny. And, you know, it just that's just proof there that the corporations are causing a lot of damage to our youth. And you would say, well, why would they do that? Why would they hurt the children? Well, it's not about hurting the children. It's about making a profit. I mean, it has nothing about hurting anybody. It's about making money. And if you're going to buy their product, you're going to eat what they sell you. And that's what happens. This is what happens all over the world now. It's not just here in America. Children's, there are more children in hospital than there are adults. And that's kind of crazy. That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, though.
It can't be. And,
well, every time you turn around, you know, there's just cancer and everything else is just running rampant in children right now. All kinds of cancers. A lot of cancer.
Yeah, the kids
of the
are
blood,
taking
cancer of the bone.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Those are the sins of the parents, and they're coming back to haunt us. You know, they come back to, you know, to remind us that we're not living our lives properly. We're not living in balance with Earth. We're not living in balance with nature. Because if we were, you wouldn't see this. You'd see sick people. Granted, there are sick people. But you wouldn't see that in the catastrophe and the rate that it is today. It's damn, you know, just, I don't even have words to even describe what I'm feeling about that because it's crazy.
Well, it's just, you know, it's consuming. It is consuming everyone. And then it just is getting younger. The age of the, you know, disease and sickness is just getting younger and younger and younger than what it ever used to be. So.
Yeah. And I don't understand. I know my good friend, and I don't think you've ever met him yet, but Chief Cloudfather is coming to Columbus on June 16th and 17th. He's going to be teaching his class, Radical Self-Reliant Healing, with Dr. Landis. And basically, you know, he's just going to talk about, you know, the sacredness of food and why we're in the predicaments we're in. You know, I don't want to give away too much about it, but, you know, they're going to do a live blood microscopy videography on that, and they're going to show everything on the dark field reverse microscope. So you can see what your blood's doing. But they're going to talk about, you know, natural medicine and different things and why things aren't working and the things you forget. But stress, he mentioned on last week's show that stress is the number one culprit of why we're having issues in all over the world, not just in this country. Stress is the number one killer for people.
It is. Mm-hmm. It has been for a while.
Yeah, stress is just
a lot of problems on your heart, high blood pressure. You know, stress brings on just a lot of ailments.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't. You know, he was commenting how, you know, it doesn't matter how much you work out and how much you diet. It's, you know, it's depending on what you eat, because stress creates so much, you know, hormone release and chemical releases in our body. Our body doesn't even know what to do with it. That's why there's so many people who run around with extra weight in the middle there, and they look skinny in every part of their body. So their body doesn't know what to do with those extra chemicals. So for those of you who live in Columbus, Ohio, and you want to come, you can go to my Facebook page, and you can kind of sign up to the class. And it's called Radical Self-Reliant Healing with Dr. Landis. You can look it up. And, you know, you won't be disappointed. He was here a couple months ago, and he's back, coming back again. And hopefully you can study and learn from him.
Did you have a good turnout the last time when he was in
town? I think we had about 30 plus people, 30 people maybe.
Well,
it was a nice little group.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how this is going to be because, you know, summertime has one of those weird effects on indoor engagements. Everybody wants to be outside and enjoying the weather. So we'll see how it turns out this time and how it goes.
A lot of people are vacationing, too, during the summer. So a lot of people are out of town.
Yeah, this is peak season, too. June and July are like the peak.
Yeah.
It's when everybody's like, I want out of my reality. I want out of this reality. I want to go to an alternate reality.
I'm about ready to hit another reality.
What is that? Explain.
Well, just a spontaneous adventure and take off for a while.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. I plan on staying gone, though, for a little while. I want to go camp and get lost in the woods. That's me. I'm an earth baby.
Well, you have to do what your body and your mind calls you to do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to do it alone. Sometimes you have to do it together. And sometimes it's just you don't or you do.
Yeah. Yeah, I went camping last year a lot by myself. Just me.
Yeah,
and my
you
dog.
Haven't gone camping this year, have you? You haven't camped yet, have
not
you?
Not yet. I have not.
Not
because,
yet.
You know, some issues came up earlier with other issues with my mom, actually. And
right.
I ended up taking an unexpected vacation, you know, down there before this even happened. So, most of my free time I have spent trying to go visit my mother. She does not live here in Columbus, and she's not a hop, skip, and away either. You know, she's all the way down in South Carolina. So it's quite a jaunt to get there and, you know, then to schedule time off of work when you're the only person that really does what you do at work. You know, it's you have to usually try to be selective. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
When I leave, you know, I have to make sure everything that I do is taken care of, and it's in a time
right.
frame where no matter what comes, no matter what happens while I'm gone, you know, I'll be able to, it's not really going to affect my job because I've done it all before I left. But, you know, when things come up, you don't always have that option, and you just have to go, you know. So
correct.
That is one thing I do know about myself, whether it's planned time off or not. If something comes up with my parents, I will just up and go. And I'd be the same way about anyone that I am close to or that I love. You know, if I'm needed to be somewhere, I will just up and go. So work just has to understand.
And it's understandable.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Then,
you know where to go.
That's okay too.
That's funny.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, this weekend was really fun. I really enjoyed, you know, getting to drum there with you. You're hitting the water a little bit more than usual, out there sunbathing.
I was sunbathing. That's right. That's why I hit the water this time.
It's funny, you know, because you know when you're at these events, it never fails. Like everybody will always come and talk to you about what's going on. You know, they don't usually ask anybody else, but they always come up to you. They're always like, because I guess you must look really friendly and approachable. I must look like I'm really mean and angry or something, or I'm on my complaint. But everybody just seems to be comfortable. They come up to you. What's going on over here?
I'm not sure why that happened.
Yeah. I just thought it was kind of funny. I noticed that. I was observing that.
You were observing
that. I was observing that, yeah. You got to have a couple bikers, a monk, you know.
Yeah.
You're just magic.
Well, you know, I think the reason why people stopped where I was is because there was a big opening next to me, and it was almost like
that was the only opening in that circle. Here, I was building
it
up.
I think that was it. But
it's,
you know,
it's cute, though, when people come by and ask you, though.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I definitely gave them some insight as far as if they were interested in our, you know, events, where to go look on the Central Ohio Drum Circles page. And that's the easiest place to go find our drumming events. And certainly invited them to sit and join, you know, with us. And actually, there was a couple that did. They sat in that void spot that I'm talking about. They stood there for like 5-10 minutes, and I said, seriously, just go get your blanket and your towels or whatever and sit down and join us. And eventually they did. So
that's
I think
awesome.
They really enjoyed themselves. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, it's fun. I enjoy the drum circles. I enjoy all the people. I always make a point to go around and introduce myself to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always cute and it's always amazing. And I love the stories that they have, what they say and what they share. You're my friend on Facebook, but we don't really talk. But I see your post, blah blah blah. I'm glad I can make it. You know, this is my second anniversary here. This is our second time coming. You know, you get a whole bunch of different stories and how they're connected and why they're connected and how they miss it, how they didn't come to the last one and they were bummed out. You know, it's good. It's good to know that the work we're doing is touching people's hearts, touching people's minds and their emotions, their feelings, and they're getting something out of it. That's what's important.
Yeah. And they're coming back for more.
Yeah,
that's
important.
It's a great healing drum at the end of, you know, you usually try to end your circles with a healing drum. And
yes.
That was really awesome. Yes. That was a good vibration all around. And, you know, there are a few of us pioneers, I guess, that are at almost all of the circles, you know, that just kind of held space around the circle with just like rattles, you know, but or just with prayers. And Dwight, you know, had sage going, and he just kept going around the whole circle with sage. That was really nice. But
everybody
there present, you know, especially for the healing circles, everyone there, their energy is needed. And there's, you always find your appropriate spot to stand, I guess, you know?
Sure,
if you're holding space around the circle, or it's just where it feels right, and you end up being lined up, you know, almost perfectly around it. So... But definitely some powerful vibrations and healing was going on. A lot of people, that had been their first circle, and, you know, when they would get up after it was over, a lot of people had a lot of good things to say about it. They're really grateful for it. So that's always a good thing. Thank you for always doing that and including that in your circle.
Yeah, I like the powwowing sessions we have too when we do the circle, because that just, just invites the energy to come in, and everybody, it gets an opportunity for everybody just to do something together. You know, sometimes we're all working, you know, individually on our drumming, but it's really cool when we're all around that drum and dancing and singing and toning and all the cool things that we want to do. I totally love it. I totally love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. And then yesterday, I just chilled yesterday. You know, after having all that great energy ran through me, I just stayed home, just relaxed, hung out with my mom, just kept her company for quite the day. And we made video together. We made a woman that changes video together. And then we made an omen video together. Oh, did you see that? Cool. Yeah, so I just hanging out with her. She was needing a lot of love and care. Like I said, like at the top of the hour, you know, she's not doing too good. So this is a good way for her to just let go.
Yeah. Maybe she can, you know, incorporate that a little bit at the beginning of her day every day, you know.
Yeah, she said that she did some. I talked to her today. She said she was doing some oming today. She said it was a little uncomfortable at first because she's not used to doing that, because it's kind of like it's a different way of doing that. She's, you know, she was raised Catholic, so for her it's kind of it's new stuff to her. But she took time. She says, I'm gonna do it. You know, I need to do it. She said, like, you don't need to do anything, mom. Just it's you're invited to the space to try it. So she was happy about that.
Yeah.
Good old gal. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back, and we'll continue our conversation. You're listening to With Insights Radio, and we're broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe with Iggy Garcia and Adriana Arts. We'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. This episode of With Insights Radio is brought to you by Amber. It's a fossilized tree resin, which has been appreciated for thousands and thousands of years. Amber is very powerful medicine. I guess it would be a gemstone, I guess, in some categories, even though it's a resin. Actually, there's an article that came out, I think, on CNN about a bird that's 99 million years old. Maybe I have to double check that, but that's what I heard. I just thought it was kind of fascinating because, you know, well, it was when were the dinosaurs around? I have to. My math is off a little bit today, so I apologize. But still, you know, a bird, you know, encapsulated in amber resin. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool to wonder what story he had at that moment. Going, oh my God, what happened to me? I'm getting stuck in amber. You know, poor little dude. 99 million years later, he's a historical artifact. So let me ask you a question: Would you want to be like fall in a tar pit or an amber resin well or something, and then your body be found like millions and millions of years from now?
Only if it looks as good as it does now.
Why did I not just set myself up on that one? But yeah, I mean, why wouldn't it? I don't know about the tar. Maybe the tar might not be too kind to you. The amber might.
I don't think.
You see those mosquitoes trapped in the amber? You know?
But
a lot of amber. That'd be a lot of amber to cover into you.
I don't think I want to fall into a pit of anything. If I had the opportunity to visit an alien nation or another world, yeah, I'd take it. I'd be out of here.
mm-hmm.
They wanted to come down and beam me up, Scotty. I would go right on.
Yeah, I said that before. I'd go too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, as long as they don't like probe me, I'm cool. Like, if they're not poking me with stuff, I would go. I think I would enjoy that. I think that would be. It would be one of those things that just. I think it's a lot of kids, not all kids, but a lot of kids dream about going to space and meeting aliens or traveling to different planets. That's what I wanted to do when I was mm-hmm. a kid. I wanted to be an astronaut. And I wanted to travel to Mars and meet new races. And, you know, because I was really, really loved Star Trek as a kid. And as Star Trek, you know, here we go. We're going into the movie thing. I was just fascinated by the imagination of somebody, you know, who created this this reality, this universe. And then months came other shows, other movies. Star Wars came. And that captivated my imagination, my mind, and, you know, we see a lot of cool stuff now.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, my best friend and I used to draw pictures when we were in study hall. And we were probably in the seventh grade. So, it's not like we were real little. Puberty age. But anyway, we would always draw pictures of, like, flying cars. And it was such a reality in my head back then. Instead of driving cars on the road, you were flying cars about 6-7 feet above the road, but in my imagination, that was such a reality. And I've seen some things, on the news where that's probably going to be supposed to be a reality here. I don't know how many years, but not too far. But not to be surprised if you actually see flying cars. But I saw.
Well, we're supposed to be flying already, right?
Well, I saw them plain as day as a, 11 or 12 year old, and I drew all kinds of pictures of them. We just passed these pictures and stuff, and study all of it. Always had this active imagination, is what the doctors always told my mother. Anyway, they were trying to figure out why I would see these things that I would see when no one else would see them, and so they did all these tests on my brain, and the only thing they could determine was that I had a very active imagination. that was it.
Flying cars. What was that? Was it
Well, there was
Back
Bruce
to the Future.
Willis was in a movie where. you should know that movie. Bruce Willis.
Which one?
Was
Bruce
in
Willis?
One where. Yeah,
oh,
Bruce
yeah.
Willis was in
the Fifth
that?
Element.
Fifth Dimension
the
or
sixth,
something?
The fifth element. Where there's a girl, they reconstructed her. Yeah. And you're like, you should know that.
I should know that.
Yeah.
The fifth element.
She was the answer to our prayers. She was peace. She was all the things that we weren't, and she was bringing a message of peace and hope to planet Earth.
There's a lot of movies where that seems to be the plot. There's an angel or, someone is sent, or an alien or an angel is sent to show man what we've been doing wrong and to bring peace and harmony, to the earth and learn from our ways, or or they're going to blow us up or destroy us.
The day the earth stood still, remember? There's an old version and there's a new version with Keanu Reeves. That was a good movie, too. And how arrogant
movie,
we were thinking that, I like that movie. Mm-hmm. They were going to destroy the earth and start over, basically. But they were going to take the ark, take all the animals in two pairs and have them take it on a spaceship, like an ark type deal. But eventually somebody talks them out of it. They talk the alien out of it, and the earth is saved.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if we'll be that lucky.
I don't know. I'm trying to stay away from my astrology friends right now. They scared the crap and shit out of me. Excuse my language, but they're just like Neptune and this and Neptune that. I'm going, oh my God, 18 months. I'm like, really? 18 months? Life was
speaking
better
of,
when I had that.
Of astrology friends, I would like to give a shout out to two of mine. One is Mark Matini. He's our Mark, our resident astrologer. And he had his Mark the Rabbit Hole show last Thursday. And that was the first
archive.
In a while. Yeah, that was the first one in a while. So we have the archive. It's on both of our pages, should be. We're on with Insights Radio, but Mark the Rabbit Hole show, his guest was William Stickivers. And I friended William. It's an interesting show. He's been on Mark's show before. And I found him very interesting. So I knew I wanted to catch this show. And I'm glad I did, because he is kind of a different astrologer. But By listening to Mark's show, he offered a free solar return report. If you emailed him with your name and email address and all that and your birth information for anyone that was listening to Mark's show. And let me tell you, that's a good show. You really should go back and listen to the archive. There's some predictions of what's about to happen and what's coming, not just here but worldwide pretty much, that really for me it hit home, and I think a lot of that really is going to be a reality soon. But I got my solar return report back today. And what's funny about this, you know, this is from William Stickiverse, and his website is www.williamstickiverse, and Stickiverse is spelled S as in Sam, T as in Tom, I-C-K-E-V-E-R-S. So www.williamstickiverse.com is his website. You can get in contact with him if you would like a solar return report. And what I found interesting was my report is based from my birthday last year, August, you know, last summer. So this report is a chart for basically from last year up until this coming August on my birthday. And so most of my year is already over. So I could see the accuracy of this chart as I read it, of what things to expect in what areas. And it's really a good, I have to say, this chart is dead on with what has been going on with me and the things that I've done so far in this past year. So a shout out to William. I appreciate my solar return chart. Shout out to Mark Messini. He is, like I said, our resident astrologer. And Mark is very good at what he does also. And if you can catch that show, you should listen to the archive and Mark the Rabbit Hole from last Thursday. So there you go. I love my
astrology. So are you going to tell us anything about your chart? Or is it two parts?
Come on. It was right about I could expect to gain weight around my hips and thighs. I swear.
I better type him.
Oh, true story. But yeah, I'll tell you, there's quite a few things that have already happened, and most of them have actually. But one I was being serious about the weight gain that is in this chart because of Jupiter being in a certain house of mine. the planet of expansion, my hips and my belly expand.
Did it say we were going to be co-hosting a show together, too?
Well, no, this is for this past year. So I've already been co-hosting this show. Actually, yes, it said I would be more into the metaphysical community, more active and into it more. And but an interesting part, one part in my house said that I would be with family members, but more so with siblings. And if anyone has listened to the past shows, I actually have 6 half siblings who I had never met before all of my life.
Right.
And I reached out to and connected to them back in February and March of this year, and actually got to meet one in person so far in April. But definitely, you know, that was true. I reached out, and reaching out to my siblings was going to be an important part of this chart. And it has been. And some of it might not be as, I guess, this reaching out to the siblings might not be accepted easily by all of them. So I actually took that to be the siblings I've grown up with. Not all of my brothers and sisters are gung-ho about meeting six half-siblings like my oldest brother and I were. You know, so there was some, not really tension, but you know what I mean. There was just even I didn't even have the conversations, you know, that I could have like I do with my older brother who went with me to meet the one that we did get to meet so far. And so that was definitely true. Said another part of this chart said that I would be pretty focused and wanting a change in my home, my residence, and that has that has been very strong for me. It really has. I was really amazed. I mean, I'm telling you, this was dead on about a lot of things that have happened this past year since last August. So, like I said, we'll give a shout out to them. We're not going to go to the romance department. It was very short.
Not good. It was very short, not good, huh? Not a good read.
It was just very short.
It says it's very short. It says your romance is short.
It just says that I get kind of bored. It's kind of what it indicates. I don't like any restraints or stipulations on anything. And so that actually is just, you know, my personality anyway, I think.
Yeah.
The lion that I am.
It's short. It's a short relationship.
Also travel. A lot of short trips, you know, spontaneous.
There's a lot of
short
things
trips.
In your life, isn't there? A lot of short things. Short love, short travel.
So that is what it said, and I have taken a lot of little trips. Like we just were talking earlier, you know, I did a lot of camping from last summer and into fall, all the way up till the end of October. I was camping, so I did just take these weekend trips, just me and my girl, and take off and, you know, go camping. I couldn't really take a long vacation, so I just took a bunch of, you know, weekends and did stuff like that. Said there would be quite a few frequent trips around or across water. I've done that a few times, going down for the memorial for my infant brother's grave. I've crossed water three times in the past 2.5 months, I think. You know?
You missed the exit.
Yeah. But seriously, a lot of this was just dead on. I was properly impressed. So when my birthday, you know, comes which is in August, I actually think I'm going to reach out to William and have get a solar return report from him for another year. I like this type of a chart. It's more about the houses, which I don't. I've never really had a report so much that concentrates on when a planetary influence is in your house. You know, there's the planetary influence, I've had a lot of astrology reports are just about the planets that are affecting when they're hitting on, you know, your natal signs. And this actually breaks down the actual houses. Gives me a better sense of understanding of what's going on in the houses. So I really like this one. I think you'd be surprised.
I'm sure I would be.
From this one, but you know the On Mark show when they were talking about kind of like a almost like a geographical type of astrology, you know, where you, mm-hmm. you kind of just applied this to the world and the different areas of the world. That was fascinating for me. I couldn't, because I was listening to the show on my phone, I could not see the charts as they were talking about it, because I know that Mark had posted the links to the charts of what this looks like, applying this chart over the world, you know, and how each part of the world has its own, like, sign or whatever. But I couldn't actually see it because I was listening to the show on my phone, so I had to go back and look at it. But that just really sounds fascinating to me.
Yeah, the same
and it actually made
sense.
It actually made sense also, I thought.
What did you think was interesting about the interview?
With him?
Don't say all of it. Yeah.
Just how significant, and it seems so true, about the situation with all the different countries, the financial situation, the heated war, threats of war, you know, the Mars and Uranus and the Plutonian, you know, those are all the, just the way I had to try to visualize this, astrology, like math that was placed over the world, I guess. I had to visualize it while they were talking because I couldn't look at it, even though it was posted in the link, you know. So I was trying to visualize it, but when it would say,
right.
you know, that Uranus and, you know, and Pluto or whatever would be intersecting at a certain area of the world, whether it was Japan or whatever, you know, you can look for heated things or talk of, you know, war, threats of war and stuff. And it just really, all of it was going, you know, they applied it to things from like World War II, the Depression era, a whole bunch of, you know, when the market crashed during the Depression, and then the war in World War I, World War II, where the planets were aligned when these exact things happened. It was just too, you couldn't deny it. I mean, if that's the way that this chart was laid, and they went, and the chronological order of how they went on these disastrous events or major things that happened in our history, you just couldn't deny that there's something to it. There's something there. You know, it was interesting. I thought fascinating.
Well, let me ask you before I go into what I like about it. I'll let you know, but does he get all this information from the reading the charts and the signs and the different things like Mark does, or does this thing come in? That's what I couldn't quite figure out when I was listening to the show.
This study of where everything is. He's been, I don't know how long he's been studying. I've not really got into his biography. His web page is, he's got a lot of stuff on there. A lot of things, but I'm trying to think if I want to say another person kind of came up with this chart that I'm talking about, that's kind of the placement of it over, you know, for the whole world. They'd come up with it. And he's just studied, you know, that's just an area of study, I'm assuming, that took off for him.
Right.
But, you know, Mark and I have talked before when I did a couple of the shows, and Mark's done them too, on the 411 missing book. You know, Mark and I had talked about doing charts on, or putting together, you know, some things like where the 411, the clusters happen, doing the, you know, charts before and maybe somehow coming up with a chart after, we're doing the chart of even a modern, a current day disappearance. You know, just it's just really interesting when you we took it on that show. We took Brian Schaefer's chart. You know, at the end of that show, I had Mark do an astrology reading on that, and it was just really weird how the stars were lined up the day of his disappearance. The you know, Mark just pointed it out. That's something that Mark has studied. That's an area of interest for Mark. So, yeah, the William seems to, you know, the world, things going on in the world, and the financial, the markets, the economy, the war, you know, politics, those are all things, areas of interest for him, too. So,
that's what I like.
That's what the study is. So.
Yeah, that's what I liked when he was talking about that stuff. He was also talking about, you know, civil war and different things that would happen and in the financial sector and how the stock market doesn't gauge things. It's just kind of it's not really a barometer as people think. I found it pretty interesting. You know, just the things he said, because I knew some of those things, not all the things. But sometimes I wonder if, you know, when you give that kind of information out, if that's channeling through you, kind of like when we do our intuitive readings, if that's how they're picking it up too. Because, you know, I mean, there's multiple realities too, though. You know, there has to be multiple realities and different ways that things will play out. I don't think it's cut and dry sometimes. I guess that's why, for me, astrology is kind of a very fascinating topic. It's a very fascinating thing. I by no means am an astrologer or even claim to be or pretend to be one on TV. But you know, because it's so intricate. You know, there's so much opinion. There's so much. And, I mean, there's rules to it, too, so I understand that. At least I know those parts, that there's certain rules, that certain things will happen, and you feel certain. But sometimes I wonder if, you know, that just them saying, like, Mercury is in retrograde, and, you know, and things are going to be screwed up, and things aren't going to work.
Like putting a spell out there?
It's like putting a thought out there for some people to, you know, to absorb and take in. Because some people are very impressionable, and some people will take it literally. I personally don't.
Well,
and it doesn't mean,
I mean,
that
a lot of spells are actually spoken, you know, the literally with words. So you can look
sure,
at it that
absolutely.
Way too.
And that's why I was, you know, wondering, you know, when you're spell casting, when you're saying things like that. I mean, I don't know where they see it, and when they look at it, I mean, what are they looking at? It's just, and that, I guess I have to talk to Mark a little bit more about that.
Mhm. Or have to go to more of his classes when he starts them back up again. I miss his classes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he does a really good job. For those of you, Mark Matheny, he's our resident astrologer. He has a show here from time to time, and two episodes back, he has an interview. And he, you know, it's a 2-hour show that he did. It's really interesting and really fun. You should check it out, guys.
Very
informative. All right, let's take a quick break. Adriana, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back. And for those of you who are waiting patiently for readings, the call-in number is 646-595-3440. Again, 646-595-3440. And we'll be right back, right after this little break. If I can find the button. There's a button.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. Welcome back to Broadcasting Live from an Undisclosed Location in the Universe with Iggy Garcia and Adriana Arntz. We've been kind of covering a little bit of everything, a little astrology, a little bit about our weekend, what's on our mind, what's going on, family members and stuff. And I want to open up the phone lines here in a minute to folks who would like, you know, reading. We just ask that you keep it to a one question. If you want an in-depth read and you want something more deep than just a popcorn read, sign up for an appointment. You know, go to our website, check us out, and take a session like most, like a lot of our callers do. You know, they get tantalized and they want more and they want to know. With a popcorn read, you can't too crazy excited because it's just scratching the surface. So take it, you know, be open to the mind that, you know, you're getting only part of something and a little part of it. So you can't just go, well, Iggy said or Adriana said, because it doesn't work that way. We can only give you so much. We only have so much time on the line, and, you know, there's other callers. So please be mindful of that. Okay? Anything you want to add, Adriana?
No, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi. I'm a fellow Saggy myself. So, how you doing, Iggy?
Good. What's your name?
It's Amla.
Amla. How are you?
Amla.
Amla.
Amla. Yeah.
Huh. Amla. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I enjoy listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
You've been with us from the beginning.
Yep, absolutely. Very interesting. Very interesting. So, yeah, I have a question about this. It's really kind of funky. I don't know with this person. He's been acting funny with me. I'm interested with him, in him. And I feel like it's a mutual thing, but I'm just wondering what you see maybe for the next couple of months, like highlights in the next, for the summer, as far as what's going on with us, because it's just very choppy is a word.
Okay. Give me a number 1 through 10.
8.
8, okay. All right. I picked a card for you, and this card is the Lizard card. It's about dream time. Pay attention to your dreams and visions.
Okay.
All right. Now, sometimes, you know, we try to connect with people, and we want them to, you know, connect with us, and sometimes it doesn't work out. For some reason, spirits lead me to tell you this, that it's you need to kind of go off and do some of your things on your own, some things that are important to you, some things that you've put off because you've been kind of putting the energies in doing things.
Okay.
There's some people you're going to meet. There's a couple young people that are coming into your path that are going to be affected and touched by what you have to share with them. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I know that you're going to meet these people, and it's going to be in the next 2-3 weeks. All right.
Okay.
Now, this other person you're with, don't necessarily sever the relationship or anything, but I think when you start to do things on your own and you start to move into space where you need to be, I think you know that's going to catch their attention a little bit, that, you know, it's not all about them. And sometimes, you know, we get complacent, and sometimes we get a little bit, you know, just we're just satisfied and comfortable in that space. But I don't feel a negative pull or negative withdrawal or anything. But it will get the attention of this person, and this person will say, "Hey, wait a minute, what's going on?" You know, and you know they're gonna notice, they're gonna appreciate it a little bit more. But it's gonna be on your part to go out and meet new people, and to go out and say, "Hey, I want to live my life." Because what happens is sometimes when we want to live through and with somebody else, they're not necessarily in the same pace with us. It doesn't make it right or wrong. It's just that they're in a different, you know, gear per se. And they're going through a whole bunch of stuff. This person you're with is going through some things right now, energetically, that I'm feeling because it's flowing back through you. And I'm not sure. There's a little bit of a dark cloud. I don't know what that means. You may understand what that means. But I do feel like there's a little bit of... Okay.
Yes.
There's a little bit of like a rain, a little in his life or her life, whoever this person is. But I can feel that. Now, flowing back to these other two people, these other two people are not necessarily going to be your best friends, but there's something they bring to the table, something that is important and something they want to share with you and something that you need to share with them. And
okay.
Don't expect, don't go out looking for them. It'll just happen organically and natural. And,
okay.
And Adriana might have something for you.
Okay.
I do. And it's quite interesting, Iggy. It kind of goes with what you're telling her also. I have my angel cards out. And what
okay.
I do with these, they are, there is a part of this deck is the angels, and it goes with the tarot. And
okay.
then the other, there's four other, there's suits, which are of the elements. So I actually, the way that I use these cards,
okay.
I kind of start with the angel that wants to give you a message. And I start off with this, and this is placed up high at the very top. Then I, in the middle section, do a past, present, and future with
sure.
the element cards. And then the last on the bottom is the element of earth, because this is where we are. So I start with the heavens, with the angel. I go through
okay.
your past, present, future with the elements and what elements were present, and then I end on the earth card. And
okay.
what's interesting is I start this starts with the lovers, the angel, the archangel Raphael, and he is represented on the card for the lovers. And so in the card for the lovers, of course, are intimate relationships. Carefully weigh your decisions. That's his message. The angel's message for you is to carefully weigh your decisions and
okay.
Make sure that you are taking care of your health, that
okay.
You stay in good health. You know, a lot of mental anxiety can affect your health, so
yes.
make sure that does not happen. But basically, you know, carefully weigh your decisions. That's the message that this is going to start off with. In the past, it looks like, according to the Nine of Fire, that you've not ever given up. You protect that which you have created, what's yours. You have a lot of courage, and you do have a belief in yourself. That's part of your nature. That's part of your past. The obstacle in your way right now, which kind of goes with what Iggy says about
okay.
the water, this is a Seven of Water, the card. And
okay.
there's, it's almost like a storm cloud in this picture, this painting. But the obstacle right now in your way is that it seems like there's a complex decision that needs, you know, something that you feel is just kind of up in the air. And
yes.
it's very indecisive, and it's a complex decision as represented by this card. There's a need for you to do the research and stop procrastinating about it. You need
okay.
to do your research on this.
Okay.
This is your obstacle right now. Once you start doing that research, you're going to start moving. Things are going to start moving around you. When you get
okay.
to the future, there is a Knight of Air. This card represents events that occur with great speed. Take your time to carefully review your options, and there are creative solutions to everything. So it kind of also went with what Iggy was saying, how things might seem to start moving fast, you know. This guy's going to go, hey, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, if something comes into your life and you just start kind of, you kind of take the bull by the horns, and you just, you're going to go through this, and then all of a sudden, in the future, in the near future, things are going to start speeding up and moving fast, either for him, for you, or for both, the situation.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you, but take the time to review your options. Other options are going to come into play also. This is the Knight of Air.
It's interesting because I just wanted to say one thing, just even just generally, it's like my light is shining brighter, So now it's like more, it's not necessarily the right people are attracted to me. It's just like the moth to the flame thing. So like, again, mindfulness, discernment, that's what I hear you got both of you saying with decision making, you know, I don't want to make hasty decisions. I've done that in the past. As a Sag too. You know, we are very impulsive. We don't think. We just
Right.
So
are we impulsive? Are you talking bad about us?
Well, now this ends. The final outcome is what happens down here on Earth if you listen to the advice that starts from your angels, and if you review your past, your current situation, and looking into the future, things that I've just told you. But the final outcome is the Queen of Earth, the card for the Queen of Earth. Queen of Earth is very thoughtful, creative, warm, and sensible. And this card represents and gives you the message that you need to make time for those people that are around you. And I feel like this is more a lot of family, close friends, but you make time for other people that are around you. Take a very sensible approach in this situation, this matter. Be very sensible. Take a sensible approach. And when I say sensible, you kind of need to look at everything from every angle.
Sure.
Everything about being in this relationship of any kind, you need to look at it from every angle. You look at your life and how your life is and the aspects that you like about your life, and you decide if you're ready to give any of that up for someone else. Be very sensible about your approach. Deal with your challenges in a kind and understanding manner.
Yes.
So that is the outcome. Just whatever challenges come up, try to keep the kindness, you know, and understanding in your mind. Let it speak for you. Don't be that abrupt act. You know, do it first and then think about it later, like you Sagittarius
do.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I won't do that. No. Done that.
Be sensible and think about it before you even speak or make decisions.
Absolutely, and I put it in my mouth a lot of times, and that comes with wisdom and age and everything above, learning experiences. So, I totally get that. I totally get that. I really do appreciate it. I'm looking forward to new friendships too. It's been a long haul with me even trying to find good relationships in general. So,
They're out there. They're coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
Divine.
All right.
Are you a December Sag or?
I'm a December. I'm 8 days after you. I'm the 16th. Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep.
You're the 16th. All right.
Yep.
So Sages are really loyal people, but when you piss them off, though, it's not good.
I know. We don't like a lot. Like, it's my whole motto. Just tell me the truth. Even if you don't like something, just tell me. You don't have to lie about stupid like that. I hate to say it that way. Just tell me.
Just tell me. All right. You have a beautiful night. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Team Sag. Yay. We're jamming up here. Yeah.
Well, at least you guys are fire signs.
We're fire signs. Yeah. I mean, we're like caliente, hot caliente.
I can relate to fire signs. So.
You're a fire sign.
That's right. You're mutable and I'm fixed.
Oh, God. Thanks for the reminder. You stay fire. Sometimes I'm just like a little burning matchstick, and then sometimes I'm this raging forest.
All right.
That was a good read. I like that. All right, let's go to our next caller here. Hello. Welcome to Good Insights.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name?
Oh, okay. My name's Gabriella.
Gabriella, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hello. So what's your question for tonight, Gabriella?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys see any, like, relationships coming for me in the next month or two?
Second. Nine, ten. All right. Well, this is what I got. And then I'll let Adriana get her take. It's funny that I pull this card because I'm dealing with these little guys right now in my garden. They can be very fun to watch, or they can be very annoying when you're trying to put out bird feed. But I pulled the squirrel card. The squirrel's about preparation, getting ready for big changes, okay? So what I'm picking up here with the squirrel is in the process that you're trying to find a relationship with somebody is to how are you preparing yourself? I mean, how are you preparing to, you know, deal with different personality coming into your life, somebody who is going to be, you know, contributing to your to how you feel, how they're going to move you. They're going to rock your world. That's just what they do. Relationships do that. And squirrel's just here to say, you know what, there's some things we need to look at home first before we move on into preparing into getting into relationships. Squirrel's like kind of looking at me right now, and he's going, you know, not quite sure about something. There's something that's not quite sure. Something is not just something. There's something in the background that's kind of lingering, and I can feel that. I'm looking at it as I'm reading your card here. There's like there's these two shadows that kind of pick up in the background. I'm not sure who they are, what they are, or something that, you know, you've had to deal with, something that you have to correct, or something you have to address about yourself or a relationship with somebody else that's not complete, something that's not finished. It almost feels like it's an uncompleted thing. But regardless, it's about you're going to have a relationship with somebody here, and it's going to be probably in the next 3 to 4 months. But it's not going to be like an intimate thing. It's going to be like a relationship in the sense where you're going to meet somebody and you're going to work through the process. And you're going to meet a couple people like this. You're going to move through the process, okay? But nothing's going to happen really quick like you want, like maybe you're thinking. And the squirrel's kind of saying don't go too fast either, you know? You know, sort of save some of yourself, you know, in this process. For some reason, that word's coming out of my mouth, to save yourself. And to prepare yourself and to be open to, you know, just letting things move naturally. But you're going to have some suitors. But these suitors may not be suitable. I guess that's the word that was coming next. All right. So just be patient. Don't jump on the first wagon that pulls in and, you know, jump on. And, you know, just be cautious. I think that's what those shadows are. It's kind of like the hawks that are flying above looking for the squirrel. Just got to be patient.
Be patient. I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You finished, Iggy?
Yeah, I'm finished. I think that's all I can pull from that card.
I've got for the angel, the Archangel Michael, and the card that is represented on here is the card of the world. And this represents a job well done. There's a lot of joy, contentment, and gratitude. And basically that you're on the path towards enlightenment. That's the angel's message to start this off. In the past, looks like there has been great sadness. And probably this, since you're inquiring about relationships, I'm going to assume this is representing of relationships in the past.
Definitely.
It shows that there's been great sadness, and it's kind of saying that you still need to take some time, though, to heal. There's some areas from this sadness that have not been healed. You also need to be able to forgive yourself or others. And maybe in this case, it's more of yourself instead of maybe you've already forgiven others, and there's just a part of yourself that maybe you can't forgive or you haven't been able to. But this is just some these are things in the past that aren't necessarily dominating or coming so much through. You can learn from all of these things. There's always something to take from every past relationship, good or bad, whatever you went through. There's always something that you take away from those relationships that you've learned from and you carry forward. The important thing is to not let the bad things dominate any future relationships. Coming here to the current situation, I've got the Ten of Fire. It looks like that right now you've got too much work going on. And sometimes, you know, you need to accept help from other people. You obviously seem to be a proud person who does not like to have assistance or help from other people. But sometimes you need to let others help you. If someone wants to help you, it's because they love you, they care about you. And sometimes our ego gets in the way to where we don't want help. And that's what you need to kind of put your ego away right now. Try not to work too much. Your life is kind of out of balance because of too much work, and it's causing some stress-related health issues currently with you. Going into the future, the Ten of Water is what I have pulled, and basically the future, and this is the near future, is more of a contented and rewarding family life, your home life, your family life. Just more content there at home. Your emotional and material needs are going to be met, and there is a trustworthy relationship in the future. And that says something all of its own, if a relationship is trustworthy. It's very hard sometimes for us to trust anything, especially if we've had bad relationships in the past. So there is a trustworthy relationship in the future. Here back on Earth, I've got the Nine of Earth, and this is the outcome. You will find yourself enjoying life's little luxuries. Take some time to go out there and just enjoy being out in nature, walks, being around water, doing any outdoor activities, some quiet time alone. And as far as a possibility, there's possibility of some successful self-employment. So I don't know what you're doing for a living now, but there's something, whether it's creative in you that you have, there's gifts that you have that you would be successful if you aren't currently self-employed, to think about doing some of these things for even part extra money. You would be successful in sharing your gifts. So.
I'm definitely open to all possibilities.
That's what I have.
Thank you so much. It gave me a lot to think about, but it also made me hopeful. That's the most important thing.
Hey, Gabrielle, I got a question for you real quick. As you guys were talking, I got an image of a box, this little box, or a hut. I don't know what it was. It was just like an image of the square thing. I'm not sure. And I looks like there's... It's like it's in a garden or something, so I'm not sure if that relates to you or not. It might just be something just through the read they just picked up, so bad. I'm not sure.
I mean, it sounds familiar to me, but I just can't, like, piece it.
Yeah, I kind of drew it out because it was kind of, like, hitting my mind, but yeah, if something comes up, I'll say something in the show in the meantime, but I really appreciate you calling and sharing with us, and hopefully you got something out of our read.
I did. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Seriously, made
You're
my
welcome.
Monday.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, time is flying, isn't it? What time is it?
It is.
Yeah. We've got, like, what, 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Just zooming by. This next caller, we're just going to give you a really quick read. We're not going to get into a whole lot of detail. If you want details, then we just ask that you call us and set up a time. So, hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Charlotte. How are you?
Good. So, I don't know, like, does it have to be a specific question or a general thing? Or...
No, whatever you feel. If you want specific, we can try to tap in. If you want something general, we can give you something general.
Yeah, so, I don't know, like, I just wonder, like, what you see, like, with a move in the horizon.
With a move. Okay. Can you pick a number 1 through 5? Okay. All right. I picked the Otter card. It's about surrender and let go of control. So Otter is just here to remind you to play a little bit. And there's something about just being in the moment. I know there's a lot going on in your life right now, a lot of decisions you're making. But the Otter is saying, you know, right now, that's going to happen regardless, but don't stress yourself out completely about it because it will take care of itself. It's time to play a little bit. It's time to give yourself a break. And I'm not sure why it's saying that, but it's time to just get in some water and do a little swimming or just to do a little wading if you don't swim. But just get in there and just, okay, let go and just go back to what's natural to you and how you move and flow. Water is very... purifying. It purifies us. It cleanses us. It cleans us. So it's just a reminder to, you know, be still and be in the moment. And that's my read.
So what do you see with the move, though? I mean, do you see that, like, coming up in the near future? Or I guess I wondered, like, the timing and location. Like, if I'm going to be moving to a suburb around here or out of state.
Well, when I picked the card, I didn't see a whole lot about moving. It was more about what you need to be doing in the process of this decision-making thing that you're going to be doing. Because a move can be very stressful. And that's going to be stressful regardless. It's just the nature
of moving. Can you see, like, anything with that?
I couldn't personally see anything. Maybe Adriana can. I personally couldn't. It was more about where Spirit took me on that intuitive read.
Mm-hmm.
And Adriana, do you have anything?
Just a message of awakening to look at things from a different perspective. It seems like right now things for you might be at a temporary standstill. It's very important for you to be yourself, but also that you need to look at things from a different perspective for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, it says things had not really been turning out the way that you had hoped for. The time that you were kind of not seeing anything positive in any situation, looks like there was a lot of crying and stuff in the past. But in your current situation, things are starting to look up. It's like this is now the end of what's been kind of difficult for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end now. So things are going to start looking up. In the near future, when I say near, I'm probably a couple month or two. It seems like there's going to be an exciting new opportunity. As far as a career goes, there's probably a career advancement coming. And this will cause a change in your life. The end result being basically there'll be more good news for your financial matters, and you might find yourself wanting to do something more challenging or maybe even picking up a new area of study because of this opportunity that comes your way. That's good.
So
I have.
Do you see, though, the move being out of state? Because I'm contemplating very seriously, like, either another suburb where I would buy a house. Basically, my parents died, and I'm waiting to get my inheritance, you know, with the bank. Just a lot going on. I have crazy sisters, so things are pending. And then once it's settled, I don't know, like, I have, like, a lot more opportunities to do different things with that. I mean, I've been working, you know, right now I'm not, but I was working like part-time for years, you know, so I don't have a huge career at all. That's done with that portion of my life. I'm taking care of myself, my health. There's a lot of things I need to do for myself, and I started to do them. You know, in the last few years, I've had a little more time than 35 years of full-time work, but that's not happening. There's no, you know, huge career thing. I will be working, I'm sure, the next few years, but this move thing, like I got to go out and visit out west and make a decision, you know, like, do I want to go there? It would be where I think.
You definitely have an opportunity to change your life coming up really soon. You'll have the capability, you know, to do that if that's what you choose.
Do you think I should go out there for a while, like 2 or 3 weeks, like if I get a job in the fall? I was looking for like 18 hours
work. If you can go out there and scope it out for a few weeks, sure. If you can do that, you know, if you have the means to go out there and see what it, how it feels for you, and if it, if you resonate with that area, then by all means, I'd say yes.
Because I think you have to stay out there a while. I've gone there a few times, but just to see if I can afford it and what the people are like. That's the most important thing. Because there's a combination of the climate, the out west, the atmosphere, but also the people. It's like it all has to gel. And if it's not right, then I have a backup here in a suburb that's far away from where I am that will give me kind of a new lease and in a different area that's nicer and safer. You know, the area is changing where I am. So just a lot's going on here. My place is going up a lot in value. That's not a problem, but it's just it's becoming like Chicago. You know what I mean? Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of stuff going on. So anyways, I guess I'm going to just
right,
have
guys.
To make these decisions.
Our time is up, and we want to thank you for calling in, Lisa. And Adriana, thank you for being on here with me again. Always a pleasure to have you on the line with you. And we'll catch each other next week on the show.
Yeah, thanks to all of our callers. Good night, everybody.
Oh, peace and love. Ho'oponopono to everybody. Take care.